at all. This is just the beginning of the story. First, this is representing the main actor. So he is one dervish, a certain dervish, right? Next paragraph will start with exactly the same. Not a poor man was carrying, a certain dervish. Aniki darvish, aniki darvish. That one and that one. Okay, the first one. The first one was a fellow, lucky fellow. In the dream, he met the people of Khadr, the green fellow, that ever-living prophet, okay? So, we said, you know what? Give me something. What was the thing that he was asking for? We'll read about it before, and we'll hear about it later. Because this is what you always wish. To have the best without working, without the pain, and without the spending the time and all that. Give me the best, just now, right? So, this was his wish. They took him to the garden. All the nasty fruits tasted good to him. Why? We don't know. He wished for that good fruit. They gave it to him. Suddenly, he started to talk. And this is dangerous, because responsibility of talking and all that. He didn't want the responsibility of talking even. He said, no, no, no. Please, something quiet. So, even the talking walked away, the remaining was the good feeling heart. Then he said, you know what? This is it. If at the end of the universe is something else, I don't want it. This is what I want. It was a good story, right? A lucky fellow. He wished for something. He gave. He was given that one. And there was some side effect which was eliminated. At the end, he realized that he had a couple of dollars in his pocket, the remaining of what he was earning before. Let's hear that one now. Yeah.
How he formed an intention, saying, I will give this money to that carrier of firewood, since I have obtained daily provision through the miraculous gifts of the sheikhs. And how the carrier of firewood was offended by his secret thought and intention.
Yep. Okay, now, suddenly good fruit and no responsibilities, I'm glad. So, look at that poor, stupid fellow who is carrying the wood for the fireplace. So I'll give this money to that guy. Yes.
A poor man was carrying firewood. He approached, weary and exhausted, from the forest. So I said, I am independent of daily bread. Henceforth, I have no anxiety for the daily portion. The loathed fruit has become sweet to me. A special provision for my body has come to hand. Since I have been freed from the gullet, here are some small pieces of money. I will give him these. I will give this money to this toil-worn man, that for 2 or 3 brief days he may be made happy by food. He himself was knowing my mind, because his hearing had illumination from the candle of food.
Ah, this is what it is. First, he looked at that guy, and the presence was that he's a poor guy. You look at him, and he's carrying that wood. Let me give him this. Suddenly, he realized that fellow is reading his mind. Yes.
To him, the secret of every thought was as a lamp within a glass. No mental conception was hidden from him. He was ruler over the contents of hearts. Therefore, that wondrous man was muttering to himself under his breath in answer to my thought. Thou thinkest so concerning the kings. How should you meet the daily provision unless they provide thee? I was not understanding his words, but his rebuke smote my heart mightily.
Again, this fellow, because they are both, as I said, a certain dervish a certain dervish, right? Okay, the second one realized that, this is a stupid fellow who's thinking to give me money and things like that. This first fellow suddenly received that thought, realized that, he is thinking like this. Yes?
I was not understanding his words, but his rebuke smote my heart mightily. He approached me with an awful mien like a lion and laid down his bundle of firewood. The influence of the ecstatic state in which he laid down the firewood, a trembling fell upon all my seven limbs. He said, O Lord, if you have elect ones whose prayers are blessed and whose feet are auspicious, I entreat that your grace may become an alchemist and that this bundle of firewood may be turned into gold at this moment. Immediately I saw that his firewood was turned into gold, gleaming brightly on the ground like fire.
Here's what happened. Okay. I was that lucky fellow, I had that fruit, and I wanted to give him money. Then I realized he knows it and think how stupid I am. Then he came, angrily put the woods down there, said, oh my God, make them go. And suddenly, they're all gold. Remember? Ibrahim Adam and 100,000 golden needles. We are always talking about the gold, gold, gold. Here, this fellow thought that I have a couple of dollars, it's a little bit worthy of something. Now, he made that one pure gold. Yes.
Thereat, I came beside myself for a long while. When I came to myself out of bewilderment, he said afterwards, O God, if those great ones are very jealous and are fleeing from celebrity, at once, without delay, make this a bundle of firewood again, just as it was. Immediately those branches of gold turned into firewood. The intellect and the sight were intoxicated at his work.
Exactly the same thing that happened when he refused 100,000 golden needles. Here, the guy made it go, turn it back to wood. The fireless, I don't need the gold. And everything turned back to wood. How would you feel? Yes.
After that, he took up the firewood and went from me in hot haste towards the town. I wished to follow that king and ask him about difficulties in here. But the awe made me bound. The vulgar have no way to the presence of the elect.
This is the trick. Up to here, you were hearing a story, right? And somehow blaming the first fellow. Somehow admiring the second fellow. And here, you didn't like the explanation that came. The explanation was this, that this fellow learned his lesson. He understood that he was silly. He wanted to follow the guy. Because the stupid fellow is not supposed to follow the good guys. This is what he is learning, right? Or this is what Rumi is telling us. That okay, when I say this, remember, the gifts are there, the accidents are there, it could happen, but mainly you should be qualified. What was two paragraphs that we repeated? Solomon was explaining that I don't ask anything from you, but you should be qualified for the gift. That's why you should transform and become better. Yes?
And if the way become open to anyone, let him offer his head, for that comes from their mercy and their drawing him. Therefore, when you gain companionship with the Siddiq, deem that divine favor to be a precious opportunity. Not like the fool who wins the favor of the king and then lightly and easily falls away from the path. When more of favor is bestowed on him, then he says, surely this is the thigh of an ox. This does not consist of the thigh of an ox, O deviser of falsehood. To you it appears to be the thigh of an ox, because you are an ass. This is a royal gift devoid of any corruption. This is pure munificence from great mercy.
Translation. These verses, you have to read it several times and really word by word thinking about it. He brought a serious subject out, is that, listen, you need these teachings, but because of your silliness, you could lose it all. Especially when you get lucky, then you may push your luck. You may not understand what happened to you. This is what it is. First, the silly people, they are not supposed to enter to the field of the good fellows. But it could happen. How? These good fellows, they bring someone in, they are very kind, and they do it, and even the accident could do it. But after it is done, what happens? You should be very, very careful not to be kicked out. You should be qualified. You should become better and better and better. Look around you. There are a lot of people. What's their reaction when they are given something? It's something that for you is very difficult to understand because you're living in Canada in 21st century. Go back Rumi's time, then you understand that everybody has a part, and they go and beg for this food that is distributed and stuff like that. Okay. Then what is the best thing that day they give to everyone? Normally the rarest stuff, which in that time was chicken. So everybody will receive a leg of a chicken. Right? He says, there are stupid fellow, if we'll give them the big leg of the chicken, they think this is the leg of the cow. Because they think this is second degree meat. It's not the leg of a cow. It looks like a leg of the cow because you are the ass. You are the stupid fellow. Because you're thinking about the size. Does it matter the size when they give you a gift? You don't understand the quality of the gift. You're looking for the quantity of it. Therefore, if they give you a little bit more, you think that, this is like that. No, this is the giving of the king. We told you the king has no limit in giving. Yeah?
How Solomon, on whom be peace, urged the envoys to hasten the emigration of Belkis for the faith's sake.
Means what? Means we are back to our story. We're talking about Solomon talking to these fellows, and he said, listen, going back, you will understand this mistake is better for you. Go and teach that lady, that silly one. I don't ask anything, blah, 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 all that. Then you realize that he needs some points here. Therefore, first, okay, he's giving the good courage to them and all that. Then suddenly, two stories, which is one story. A dervish who is wishing for something. He is silly wishing, but some people, okay, by accident, they give it to him. And this happens in the dream. Remember, I said first is the dream, then imagination, then non-existence. In the dream, they gave him this fruit. He woke up and said, I got it. Now I'm rich. And look at that poor guy. Let me give him this couple of bucks I have. That was the first one. But in the first one, he talked a lot. He said, first of all, when they give something to you, you eat it, or to